Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we are finishing up the interview with Mark and Dana Brown of Zoe Freedom Center. This show is mostly going to focus on how you can get involved with this ministry. They've got lots of plans, lots of things that they're going to need help with to really get this off the ground. So if you find that God is kind of leading you to get involved with this ministry and help out in any way you can, then by all means, reach out to them. I'll give their contact info at the end of the show, or you can go online to yourper.com and find out more there. But for now, let's continue the interview with Mark and Dana. So do you guys have any plans to maybe like partner with churches, or if you do have any plans, like how can churches get involved with you guys?
We have a ton of plans. They don't know yet. We would love to be able to just come in and sit at the table and talk about our vision and see how the Holy Spirit leads them to come alongside. Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, we want to be unapologetically Christian.
Yeah.
And we got that from Pastor John Gray. Dana had an opportunity to have a meeting with him through a video teleconference. And he just spoke life into the vision of Zoe Freedom Center and gave some great advice.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that he said, God will honor being unapologetically Christian in this. And that's exactly what we want to do. So we welcome, you know, any organization that is wants to partner with us, but the expectation is, hey, we're going to be unapologetically Christian because God will honor that.
Yeah.
Which is when we say unapologetically Christian, we will give all the glory to God in all the things that we do and all the places that He takes us. And so I don't think churches will have much issue with that. However, we invite business owners to partner with us. And if anything, take a look at how God has changed my life. I can bring in many people who have the same story as I do and are walking down freedom because of Jesus. And so we welcome partnerships and see how it goes. Watch. Yeah. You know, watch and see lives get transformed. And maybe it might change some perspectives on who God truly is. I think that a lot of us have gotten off track of who God is.
Yeah.
He loves us. And He's not the we'll smite you God that a lot of people think He is.
Now, Josh, Dan and I don't have all the answers on this. We are definitely walking right behind God on this. And we are trying to walk through the doors that He's opening. And we're also trying to not kick in the doors that He's closed.
And
that's really, we say that, we try to say that to ourselves, say that to each other as often as we can so that, you know, so that we stay in that line.
There is a sense of urgency. And personally, I can run right on out ahead of everybody and God. And I mean, I can't run really, but in my mind, I can run right on out ahead. And so it's really something that I have to consistently remind myself of, that God is sovereign. He's got the perfect timing and the perfect plan, and everything that He has for this ministry will happen in His timing. And He's a lot better at that than I am.
Meaning me.
Yeah. And God. Just kidding. My husband is a whole lot better at staying, you know, keeping the reins on. I don't want to get ahead of Him because then the glory is mine. I don't want the glory. I want God to get the glory.
How can our listeners get involved with you guys, whether it's through volunteering, anything like that? Because I know as you guys are getting started and getting out there, I mean, I know there probably is some way that, you know, anybody who listening right now could probably help, that God would say, hey, you're in front of the speakers right now for this reason.
Right. So there are many ways that people can come alongside now and help. Of course, there's fundraising, which is where we're heavy into it right now. You can come out and support our restaurant fundraisers. We'll have them posted on our website, zoefreedomcenter.org. It's Zoe, freedomcenter.org. We also are,
you're good.
We have an Instagram page and a Facebook page where people can come and find out what's going on. But in order to come alongside voluntarily right now, we would love some help with all of the paperwork type things that we're doing.
A couple of things that we're that are right in front of us, Josh, are a software that we can use to manage our donors and then manage our future clients. So there's a lot of softwares we're looking at right now. Some are expensive, some are not as expensive. So we're trying to develop our requirements for that software and find the right software for Zoe Freedom Center. You know, anybody that's out there that has wants to volunteer their QuickBook skills, we'll take them.
I am putting a whole lot of my brain power into getting the website up and getting our paperwork taken care of and making sure that our vision is clear and meeting with people. And honestly, if you want to help out and you have a great idea, give us a contact us. We are interested in anything. And the more people that we have talking about Zoe, the faster we'll have our facility. We're getting ready to walk into our capital campaign. And if anybody knows me, fundraising, it's a necessary thing that nobody really loves to do is ask for money. And that's really what we need right now. But when I think about it, I had to change my perspective. Speaking about, you know, renewing your mind, I had to change my perspective about what I was asking for. I'm not asking for money. I'm asking for individuals. And so when I see donations come in, I see people that it's going to help. And so it makes it a lot easier for me to make that perspective change and asking people to come alongside financially. So we have a Facebook donate button. We have a donate button on our website. We have text to give. You can text TZOEFC to 44321, and you can text to give that way. You can send us a message, encourage us, pray for our team. Please pray for our team. We have a group on our Facebook page. It's Zoe Freedom Center, and the group is Zoe Freedom Group. If you are addicted, or if you have someone that you love that's addicted, or if you've lost someone to addiction, and you just need some love and encouragement, just click and I'll add you, and we can take our masks off and really have a discussion. So this is something that we really want to get into high gear right now while we're in the before we have a building phase. The building is not the fix. It is the mindset. It is the renewing the mind. It is the relationships. It is introducing people to God and helping them understand who they were created to be. And we can have a building for that or not. And so right now we're doing that over Facebook in this group.
Yeah, I think that's important to highlight that the fact that, you know, the future is a facility where we can look people in the face and speak life over them. But we're doing it now. Dana is doing it now through the Zoe Freedom Center Facebook, and, you know, communicating with folks that have, like she said, you know, addiction struggles or has known somebody that was lost to an addiction problem. And so she's speaking life over them now. She's going to Rappahannock Regional Jail now, speaking life. So we're doing, in a sense, what we will be doing once we have the facility right now.
Yeah.
Part of what the facility offers is that safety net that we talked about earlier. And it's a so when I started walking with Christ, I got a job at a church with a grace-filled pastor who just poured into me. And so I had that for 7 years, and that was a huge blessing. So I fully understand the surroundings and people that you surround yourself with. So when we do have our facility open, and it's really going to be a home, it's going to be a beautiful home, we want to instill value like my pastor did with me. He would ask me my opinion in board meetings, and I had been 2 months out of jail. And just things like that that instill value in a person. Just because I had been living a life that wasn't, you know, God-honoring for a long time doesn't mean that I didn't have good ideas and that the things I could bring to the table would be positive. And he saw that, and he brought it out. And we, my husband and I, were able to help a church become more outward focused than inward focused. And so I think that we have to be both. We have to take care of one another. And then we are also supposed to go and reach our community. So we started a free camp for underprivileged kids in our community. And then I realized, why are we separating our kids in the community? So it was just free for anybody. It was a free for all. And it was great. Everybody came in on equal playing ground. And it was just wonderful to watch all of the kids come in and experience a free Christian camp and get to know one another on a real, intimate, familiar basis. The kids were getting to know each other based on who they authentically were, not what their shoes said or their iPad said or whatever said. Everybody was there riding the same horse when we had the horses. Everybody was there on the same slip and slide.
Yeah.
And they were laughing and joyful and having fun together. And so I think that's really where everything kind of started to come together, where I realized that I could do things in Christ's name to glorify him. And it was with that pastor who instilled value in me.
Yeah. Now, this Facebook group that you guys have, you said Zoe Freedom Group?
It's Zoe Freedom Center page, and you can go to our page, and on the page you can ask to be put into the group.
Okay. So what do you guys do in this group? Just for, because like I said earlier, you never know who God's going to put in front of the speaker. So anyone who may want to join this group, like what goes on?
Well, we have several people who have loved ones who are lost in addiction, who want prayer, want advice. I've been doing this. We just started this group, but I've been doing this for about 6 years. I have a book, and on my book page, I have many, many people who are contacting me there. I'm trying to push everybody over to this page so that
there's one consolidated location.
It's one consolidated location. But in my book, I explain what went on in my mind throughout my entire walk, from where I believe my life changed until freedom, until we adopted our kids. So a lot of parents contact me, and I help them make decisions, which is just funny, you know, that I was never able to make great decisions, but I made one great decision. And so I help them walk through helping their child, not getting in God's way, allowing God to reach them in the way that he has established. And so that's what we'll do on that page as well. If someone who's struggling with addiction comes onto the page, I want to help them understand that it's not the drugs that are the problem. It's those roots that have gotten down in there, and we need to deal with those. If we're operating from all of the roots of the past, of hurt and trauma and pain, and maybe unforgiveness towards yourself, which I had for a long time, or unforgiveness towards other people, then it will manifest in whatever way it manifests. For me, it was addiction to drugs. For others, it's other ways that it manifests itself. But we need to go back and rewind and dig those roots up and replace it with the seed of gratitude. Everything that I do comes from a seed of gratitude. I know that without Christ, I may not even be here. So we have to plant those seeds of gratitude and allow Christ to lead us. So for those people that come in, and even for their families, to begin to thank God for all of the blessings, for helping their child, for allowing them the knowledge to move over and let God get in there, take that child off of the seat where God's supposed to be. A lot of times we will idolize our kids and don't realize it because we want so desperately to save them, but we can't save them. God can. Christ died to save them. So we need to let God back on his throne and allow him to do what he needs to do in their lives. And sometimes it's hard because what ultimately may make the difference in their life, it may be a storm first.
Yeah. There has been a lot of great stuff. I love getting to talk with ministries with that mindset of, you know, you plant the seed first and then you water it. And I think we can forget sometimes that, you know, really what a lot of people need is just to be loved on a little bit, because there's not a whole lot of that in the society. Like, you'll probably hear about it everywhere, you know, on the news, of just like, oh, yeah, we're the, like, this generation's the most accepting. And I'm like, it's really not. It's very judgmental. And it's, I love that, you know, ministries like you guys are coming along and just saying, hey, we're going to just authentically love you right now.
Yeah.
Because you're a person, and God doesn't look at us and see that's the saved person and that's the person struggling with addiction. Right. He just sees two people who are just two people.
Right.
And there's no difference.
Sometimes I often have to remind people, too, is that when I'm working with the homeless, we need to be really careful what we assume about people, because that person very well may be walking with Christ. We can't assume that they don't just because they have an outward, well, homeless doesn't mean an outward sin, but an addicted person, if they have an outward sin, one that we can see, doesn't make that any different than one that someone has inside that we can't see. So assuming that they're not a Christ follower is, I think that can be a stumbling block for people. So, you know, just loving on them first. And we can plant seeds through encouragement and love. And over time in developing equity, relationship equity with someone, we'll find out more about their walk. You have to walk along with someone in order to get to know them. And I think it's really important as a society that we take those filters off about how we see somebody on the street and ask God, show me them through your eyes. Mm. Show me who you see so that I know how best to come alongside them. Someone in the prison last night in our small group, she was very frustrated. She's a Christ follower. She was very frustrated because she was trying to minister to someone who didn't want to be ministered to. And she was very frustrated. And so we have to be careful, too, about overwatering our seeds. We can't flood them out. But for Zoe, you don't have to be a believer to come to our facility. We do have a Christian program, so that won't change. But you don't have to be a believer to come. Everybody belongs. And just walk through the path with us, trust the journey, and see how you come out on the other end.
Yeah. All right. Well, one final question for you guys. So I like to open it up at the end for you all. I mean, you've been speaking to the listener, but for you guys to really just speak to whoever God's placed in front of the speakers. So, and either of you can start this, and it can be a short answer, it can be a long answer. But with this ministry, why does it mean so much to you all?
You know, I think for me, again, going back to describing Dana's situation where she accepted Christ, and the next day she was free from that addiction. And my, you know, desire for folks to see that same thing. My mother was addicted to various drugs a lot of my young adult life. And while she was clean for many years, I do believe that the toll that it took on her body and her mind and her spirit eventually, that's what killed her a few years ago. So, you know, we just want folks to understand, folks to believe, folks to know that if they're struggling with an addiction, that Christ can bring them out of that and set them free from that. And Dana's walking proof of it. And I just want to see it replicated.
So this ministry means so much to me because, well, one thing is because of my own story. I believe that God brought me out of that for a purpose. This is that purpose. And so I know that walking in my purpose is going to be fulfilling to me. But I think what will be even more is seeing other people begin to walk in theirs. I also think that the importance of this ministry is to help people who may not be addicted but don't know the true strength and power of our God will start to see that, so that it will be a ripple effect in our community when they see someone go in one way and come out a new creation. I believe that that's going to ripple across our communities and across this nation. We really have to get the truth back into our words and into our deeds and the things that we do. is understand that God's the only one who can define us. Dreaming is something that I had lost the ability to do. And one day someone asked me years ago, about 14 years ago, who is God to you if you had to explain him in just real quick? And I said, he's my dream restorer. And so I want people to be able to dream and not have this lie over them that they can't. We can achieve anything in Christ. The word tells us that. And so I think that that's a really major piece of this, is that people begin to dream and that we can help them develop those dreams, whether it's walking out of Zoe into ministry, going into college, going to school to become a hairdresser, or starting your own whatever business. There's really no limit to what people can do. And once they believe that, then they are really going to take off. And I think it's just going to be so exciting to see that happen.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, Josh. Thank you.
Well, you can find them on their Facebook page. That's at the at symbol Zoe Freedom Center. They are actively working towards their mission right now. They may not be at the point where they are a 24-month live-in facility, but they are doing their part to really get out there and change people's lives who are struggling with addiction. So this is a great group to reach out to. So their information, it's the at symbol Zoe Freedom Center. And I will also include, as mentioned at the beginning of the show, their info and on our website. And that's where you can also find the show there. And I'll give all that information in a second. But it's on Facebook at Zoe Freedom Center. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning in to Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, at positivehits.org. As mentioned a few seconds ago, this show will be posted on our website. You can go to yourper.com. It's the menu at the top. Just select Resources and then Community Matters. It'll be the first show to appear. It'll be Mark and Dana of Zoe Freedom Center Part 2. And then if you missed part one, that'll be up there as well. So you can re-listen to either show, share them. Their contact info will be there too for the Facebook group. So you'll be able to find that there as well. So yeah, go online, find out all you can. And if this is something that you feel God is leading you to either take part in or just help them grow, then go ahead and take that step. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning in to Community Matters. Just a reminder, this is tax-free weekend, so this is the best weekend to go get your school supplies if your child is going back to school. So I just wanted to let everybody know that, because I know with myself, I don't have any kids, but I would forget every single year tax-free weekend. So that's just a reminder for anyone out there who may have forgotten or didn't know. Tax-free weekend this weekend. I hope everyone has a good rest of their weekend and stay safe on the roads.